I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, your English coach. When was the last time you stayed in a hotel? Was it for a holiday? A business trip? Or maybe a weekend getaway? Today, we're going to learn English for the hotel, a very important topic for every traveler. In this episode, you'll first hear a story called My Hotel Adventure. Then, we'll learn 15 must-know hotel words, review them together, and finish with a real-life conversation using all those words. So grab your headphones, relax, and let's start learning English in a simple, fun, and real way. Part 1. Story. My Hotel Adventure. Last month, I booked a room in a beautiful hotel near the beach. When I arrived, my suitcase was so heavy that I was happy to see a bellboy near the door. He helped me carry my suitcase inside. I walked into the lobby, a big open area full of lights and comfortable chairs. Then I went to the reception and stood at the front desk. The lady smiled and asked me to fill out a short form with my name and details. After that, she said, "You can check in now," and gave me my room key card. I took the elevator to the 5th floor and opened my room. It was clean and bright. After a long day, I called room service and ordered some food. It came quickly and tasted amazing. The next morning, I asked the concierge for a map and some ideas about the city. He was very helpful. At the end of my stay, I went back to the front desk to check out. I gave them my tea card and thanked them for the great service. It was a perfect trip, and I was happy to be a guest in such a nice hotel. Part 2. Vocabulary Review. Now, let's review the vocabulary we've learned. 1. Book. To choose and pay for your room before you go. 2. Suitcase. A big bag where you keep your clothes and things. 3. Reception. The main area where you talk to the staff. 4. Front desk. The counter where you check in or ask for help. 5. Fill out. To write your information on a form. 6. Check in. To tell the hotel you have arrived and get your room. 7. Room key card. A plastic card to open your room door. 8. Elevator. A machine that takes you up or down. 9. Checkout. To leave the hotel and return your key. 10. Reservation. A plan to keep a room for a certain time. 11. Guest. A person staying at a hotel. 12. Lobby. The big open area near the entrance. 13. Bellboy. A worker who helps carry your bags. 14. Room service. Food and drinks delivered to your room. 15. Concierge. A worker who helps with taxis, maps, and plans. Part 3. Practice what we've learned. All right, my friend. Let's check what you remember. I'll ask you some questions, and you try to guess the word. Ready? Let's go. When you choose and pay for your room before you go, what do you do? That's right. Book. Great start. What's the big bag where you keep your clothes when you travel? Suitcase. Perfect. Where do you talk to hotel staff when you arrive? Reception. Wonderful job. What's the counter where you check in or ask for help? The front desk. Amazing. When you write your name and information on a form, what do you do? You fill out the form. Nice work. When you arrive and get your room, what do you do? You check in. Fantastic. What's the plastic card that opens your door? A room key card. Great memory. What takes you up and down between floors? The elevator. Nice going. What do you do when you leave the hotel and return your key? You check out. Excellent. What do we call a plan to keep a room for later? A reservation. Good job. Who is a person staying at a hotel? A guest. Perfect answer. What's the big open area near the entrance? The lobby. Very good. Who helps you carry your bags at the hotel? The bellboy. Awesome. What do we call food or drinks delivered to your room? Room service. Brilliant. Who helps you with taxis, maps, and city plans? The concierge. You nailed it. Great work. Part 4, real life conversation. At the hotel. Hi, Emily. Did you make your reservation for tonight?
Yes. I booked a room yesterday. I hope the hotel is nice.
I'm sure it is. Do you have your suitcase with you?
Yes, a bellboy helped me carry it when I got to the lobby.
That's great. Did you go to the front desk?
I did. I had to fill out a form before I could check in.
Nice. Did they give you a room key card?
Yes, and they told me the elevator is on the left.
Perfect. I'll meet you later, after you check out tomorrow.
Sounds good. I might order room service tonight.
Good idea. If you need help, ask the concierge.
I will. See you later, Daniel.
See you, Emily. Enjoy your stay, guest of the day. Great job, my friend. You did it. You learned 15 new hotel words, heard a story, reviewed the vocabulary, and followed a real conversation in English. That's amazing. Learning English is like checking into a hotel. Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's calm, but every step brings you closer to confidence. So keep going, keep repeating, and keep smiling. You're doing an incredible job, and I'm really proud of you. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and share it with your friends. Help them learn English in a simple, fun, and real way, just like you. I'm Daniel, and this is Magic for English, See you next time, my friend.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons free.